Hi, once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of the 28th annual Chili Bowl. We're joined now by one of the top midget drivers in the country, Andrew Felkner, out of Carl Junction, Missouri. Andrew finishing second this past season in the Power Eye National Championship point standings. Andrew, great to talk with you. Welcome to our Chili Bowl interview show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Okay, so last year, second place runner-up. I know drivers don't like finishing second, but tell us about your year with Power Eye.
It was a real strong year. I think we started the season off with like 20 straight top 10 finishes, and it was constantly in the top five, and started the season off real strong. It was in the points lead and kind of hit a little month there where he had a stumble, and Zach Dom took advantage of it and ended up, it kind of cost the championship. Well, it was right when we hit our stumbles, he really hit his stride and came down there towards the end and kind of went for it the last weekend, and he kind of pulled away from us. But overall, it was a good season, and looking forward to trying to go for it again this year.
Andrew, with 41 races on the Power Eye schedule for the upcoming season, how are you guys getting refocused to go after a championship?
Definitely. I mean, one of those just got together another new car and getting everything set to go. One of those actually planning to run the full Power Eye and full USAC schedule. So I think with that combined and a couple microshows here and there, I think we're up to already almost 70 races. So definitely got to look for the long haul and get everything ready to go night in, night out.
You're a young person. What do you think that stumble last year is going to do for you in your career as you move forward to help you overcome the downside of the sport that seems to affect everybody at some point in their racing career?
I think it made the whole team a lot better, all of us together. Kind of showed us some places where maybe our maintenance program needed to step up and needed improvement, needed to happen more often than it was, and definitely think it will have us better prepared for this season with even more races on the schedule. We'll be more on top of things and ready to go for it.
And speaking of maintenance, there was an unfortunate issue for you at the Turkey Night. You had a real good run going, set the track record, but lap 50, what happens at Turkey Night?
Yeah, I'd say about lap 20, we were kind of out front, kind of pacing ourselves, saving tires, and don't remember running over anything or anything, but had a cut in the tire, and actually when it finally let go in lap 50, there was plenty of tire left, just had a cut in it. Was really felt like we had a car maybe good enough to win one of those. Car was good all through practice the night before, and then went out there and set the track record early and set on the front row, and car was really good, just kind of set our own pace there early, and finally the tire just let go and cost us.
Now, I was reading that they have a rule, if you go to the pit area to work on to change a tire, you're automatically one lap down. That's a very unusual rule. Have you been to any other tracks where that rule is in effect?
No, that's the only deal. It's our only race that they really do that rule at, and that's basically just with it. Like last year, it took rubber, and people were coming and getting tires and trying to run back to the field. And I think that's kind of what they're trying to keep people from doing. One of them trying with it being 98 laps, we're just trying to get people to save their tires and make it last the whole time. I mean, I think it'd be a lot better if they do a tire rule to where if you come in and your tire is flat, that you could change it, but that's part of the rules. And say this, like I said, it started going down about lap 20, and the crew was trying to get me to pull in, but hard to pull in leading a race knowing you're going to be a lap down after. So we tried to keep it up as long as possible, and it just didn't last.
That's got to be frustrating on both sides, knowing your crew's telling you to come in because you know there's something wrong with the car, and they're sitting there sort of, come on, let's, you know, you got to come in. And but at the same time, I guess it's heartbreaking because you don't want to give up the lead. How do you juggle that as a young racer in trying to go back and forth in your mind, hey, I'm leading, can I make this car last? And they must be wanting me in because something's going to happen. How did you handle that during those laps?
I mean, well, it kind of tears at you knowing the tire's already going down and it probably won't last the rest of the race. I mean, you had 70 laps, some laps left when it first started going down. So kind of tears at you knowing it more likely won't last. But it kind of made it was a big statement for the team of even with a flat tire going down, we had a strong car that could still run up front. And so it sucks for the team because I felt like we definitely had a shot at things. Could have been in the hunt.
Andrew, tell me about last year's Chili Bowl. You had made the A-Main after 3 years of trying. What was it like just to be able to get over that hump and come from the B to get into Saturday night's A-Main like?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, there's plenty of guys that have been coming to Chili Bowl for years and never even made it into the evening portion after driver ceremony. So, I mean, to make it into our A main for the first time. It was huge for the team, and they caught a little bit of that Chili Bowl luck that everyone needs when they're here to sneak in there on the last lap, but hopefully we can do it again this year.
I'm thinking, Andrew, that you would rather find the luck and get in on your preliminary night and not have to worry about making that last lap pass. How do you feel going into this year's Chili Bowl?
Oh, yeah, definitely want to try to make it into our preliminary night, but definitely don't want to make a mistake and cost ourselves running up toward the front of the feature. Definitely want to lock in, but setting up, I mean, if you can get in the top 10, you're setting B main on Saturday, where it's definitely a doable opportunity to make it into the A main. So definitely got to take care of business, and I feel like we have a good car. Yesterday, kind of used it as a test day more than anything. Kind of tested a few different things. We know worst comes to worst, we can go back to our base setup that we've used here in the past and used through the regular season, and it worked. But I think we learned a little bit and kind of put something together and see if we can make a run for it.
How much actual on-track time do you get on Monday at the Chili Bowl?
Really, you don't get much time at all. You get maybe 5-6 laps in two different sessions, and then more times than not, those are usually broke up with a couple of yellows. So you don't get too many consistent laps, not near enough.
Is this race unlike any other where your notes from last year, are they relevant or not?
I definitely think we can build up notes throughout the season even. And, I mean, the track is always the same, more than not. And the track condition, you can always try different things and see if we can get some, but more times than not, it seems like we usually go back to our normal basic setup and just try to race our way to the front.
And you have a three-car team and a couple of teammates. Tell me about your operation this year.
Yes, they stepped up this year and got another car in the operation, and I got Josh Boffman and Chris Andrews running for me, and looking forward to a good week. Say Josh with his sprint car experience, well, is getting in a smaller car, and hopefully he can adapt to the midget and the non-wing style racing quickly. And then Chris Andrews, who already has a couple of golden drillers from the Tulsa shootout and actually has a win in a second running my midget at the end of the season last year. So looking forward to hopefully a good week with both of them also.
Outside of going after the USAC and the Power I Championship, what other goals are you guys setting for yourselves for 2014?
This year, it was kind of like last year, just consistently be up front, be in the top 10, top 5, and in the hunt for wins, and try to eliminate the little mistakes we made last year and just stay on top of the maintenance program and keep the thing rolling with a long schedule, hopefully be in contention to battle for some championships.
Well, Andrew, we want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule out there at the Chili Bowl to join us here on our driver interviews, and want to wish all the best of luck not only this week but for upcoming 2014 Power I and USAC midget season. All the best of luck to you and the team.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. Hope I can get back on throughout the season.
Sure thing. Carl Junction, Missouri driver Andrew Faulkner joining us here on our Chili Bowl driver interviews. We'll have more throughout the day and the week here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.